Williams. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I'm calling about a watch that I got from you guys, and I have nothing but a watch. I don't have anything, any kind of cord or anything, any way to plug it in, nothing. And they can't help me for some reason.
Can't find your account. That's what it says here. Bear with me one moment. I'm going to need to get the last four digits of the card that's being charged.
I thought I did it on PayPal, but the last four digits may be 2009. 2009 or 1391. They're two different
okay.
cards.
2009 or 1391?
Huh?
You said 2009 or 1391.
Yes.
Your name?
Donna Walker.
All right, one moment. Still searching, just bear with me one moment. What day did you place the order?
Oh, it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't know the exact date.
Yeah, it's not locating an order. What is the name of the, what type of watch is it? What brand is it?
It's smartwatch. It's
right.
like one of the things you get with, with these things they promote. A smart bracelet, your health steward.
Right. Okay, we have a couple of different types of smartwatches here. That's why it's this particular brand, smartwatch. Let's see. Said Donna Walker.
Uh-huh.
Try to run your name. What was the charges?
What?
What were your charges initially?
$6.99, I think, for the watch, and then they sent me earphones, which I did not want, but they charged me for those too. You know, the wireless headphones.
Right.
I don't know why they charged me for that, but anyway. They were like $10.99 or something.
Yeah, I'm still trying to locate an account here.
What I don't understand is they just sent the watch in there, no instructions, no way to turn it on, no thing, battery thing. I don't know how to use it, anything.
When you place that order, it should have sent you a confirmation email. Have you looked for the email to see exactly which company, the name of the watch, or order number, or something like that? We can locate the order.
Well,
I know you said it was a couple of weeks ago, but if you could look to see if you have an email with a confirmation number or order number.
I don't even know what to watch. You don't see anything with those last four digits to my card?
No, ma'am. I didn't pull up anything with those last four digits. That's usually if we have charges with our system, it will pull it up with the card number, but it's not pulling up a Donna Walker with those last four digits of a card.
Well,
you did say $13.90.
Huh?
Said $13.90 was going to be...
13,
the last 91.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, when you send this watch, what do you send with it? You just throw it in a box or what?
Well, see, I have to be sure it's our watch. That's why I'm trying to pull up an account here, make sure it's with this company. There are several companies out there that sends out smart watches. So I need the name or the charge amount or
$6.99.
$6.99. That's not our charge amount. I don't believe
it. Well, what is it?
Oh, like that's a shipping and handling charge. We have like a set shipping and handling charge. It's like
$7.99 or something like that.
$7.90.
Okay. So, and that's all it costs, but I have no idea why they didn't send everything else in. You know, all the parts. I don't even know how to turn it on.
Well, I don't know which watch you have, so I wouldn't know how to instruct you.
Well,
we have to pull up that account.
It's just like the one that there's a picture of on this thing that I got from AT&T. And there was a phone, your phone number on there, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where I got your number, so. Focus Tech.
Focus Tech?
Yeah. That's the number of your watch. I mean, the phone number's on there. It's called Focus Tech.
Okay, Focus Watch. FocusWatchTech.com.
Yeah.
So can you search your emails from FocusWatchTech.com? If something is off, if we're not able to locate an account.
Yeah, it's something shady, I'll tell you. I don't know what's going on, but I should have known not to. No match for FocusWatch.com.
It's with you said Focus Tech. Our company is FocusWatchTech.com. We have that company here, but it's not pulling up an account for you. What's the address on the outside of the package?
My address?
No, the company's address. That shipped it to you.
Fulfillment Center.
Mm-hmm.
It says from zip code 33802, which I thought was interesting. That's Lakeland, Florida.
That's not going to be our watch. That's what I figured. It's not with this company. Ours is going to be in Milpitas, California.
Yeah. Okay, so,
it's not pulling anything up with your information. So, and that is
following. Watch then.
Say again?
How do I locate this watch then?
How do you locate it? Well, your best bet is usually when you place an order, that's what I always refer customers to, the company. Well, more than likely send you out a payment receipt. It's like a confirmation email with the amount you paid, the name of the product, as well as an order number. So that is going to be the best help to see how to get in touch with them or, you know, what you actually paid, where it came from, actually. But this company's fulfillment center is in Milpitas, California.
Okay. Well, I guess I've lost my money then. I don't know.
Well, just try to find an order number and a customer service number.
I can't find anything. And even, I mean, what they say doesn't really give me any information. And the watch is just, you know, there's no way to even know how to work it. They just threw it in an envelope with the ear things, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you anyway. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Thanks for helping me. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, bye.
Bye.